you know what? If everyone else was participating and having fun, then it wouldn't be just me. So, you know what? I'm gonna, as always, take my lovey big fatty, my burpee, advice, and, you know, I'm not gonna edit. I'm not going to not be me. So if I strike a nerve, that's me.
I was saying I was got my ass ripped by big fatty. Kind of took it out of context, but and if you know, I'm not going to give you the source, but you can find where you got that from. But I do give a shit about everybody's day. I do give a rat's ass about everyone's day. I was trying to write a real... Well, I'm not going to say that because that'd be giving it away. But I love... If I didn't love listening to everyone and caring about everyone, I wouldn't listen. And I listen a lot to everyone's day. It's my... I'm a reality TV junkie. And so I guess in this way, it's kind of a form of that. That I live vicariously through everyone else. So I don't mind the weekend, you know, adventures to the Vons or the horror group or the Stompersons. I love it. I love every minute that anyone gets to choose to share.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
My lovey Big Fatty, my burpee.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 921 of the BFO for Thursday, the 11th of August 2011. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. A little show. Yo, we've got more voice letters and we're gonna open packages, Big Fatty. Yes, yes. Hello, porcupines. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, it was quite the birthday. It was quite the celebration of exiting the birth canal for Big Fatty on hump day. And y'all, let me just say that I am just touched. Big Fatty, please, we're having Cheerios. We don't need to hear about you being touched. I was touched by the number of well wishes and twitties and e-letters and voice letters and gift ads. And y'all, just so many people. Y'all, just out of the woodwork. Just out of the woodwork. Everybody has just come out of the woodwork to say hello to Big Fatty. And y'all, it really meant a lot to Big Fatty to hear from so many people. And y'all, I'm genuinely touched. Big Fatty, please. But y'all, the day started off by me opening up the e-letter box, and guess what? Make a wish. Cards over there. I had a card with some singing birds on it. No, what, they weren't birds. What were they? It was from the patron saint of the BFO. It wasn't singing birds. It was fish. It was fish. Y'all, they were dressed up like the village people, but they sang, "Happy birthday! We're gonna sing it now. Happy birthday, please." Please, please move forward. But y'all, I thought it was just as cute as it could be. Also, over there, y'all, there was a gift card, an Amazon gift card from that Patrick Plain. Y'all, you know he's recently married. He married a Broadway star. I believe his name is the Songman or something like that. And y'all, if you live in New York and your name is the Songman, you must be a Broadway star. But y'all, there was a gift card from the Amazon over there, and y'all, it had elephants on it. I don't know if there was any subtle message there or not, But Patrick, thank you so much. It was just lovely. And y'all, then I had an ode. Big Fanny, please. There's a medicated sound for that. But y'all had an ode from the old goat that lives here in town. And y'all, it says ode to Big Fanny on his special day. Happy birthday, Big Fatty. You're one of a kind. Your heart is as big as your mammoth behind. Your bodily functions, the farting and slurps, are highlighted by your world-famous burps. Your podcasts are upbeat, so witty and gay. When I hear you laugh, it makes my day. Happy birthday, Big Fatty. Your favorite old goat, P.S., all of us loyal BFOers are crazy for you. Maybe we should be called the Bat Shitters. Oh, that is vulgar. So, y'all, by the way, but I'll put it on the I'll put it on the list. The Bat Shitters. Okay. Y'all, the porcupines. Miss Kathy Bacon, of course, suggested that. Bill, thank you so much. That's just a lovely little ode. And y'all, then I got a card from let's just see here. Y'all it was a vulgar card. Y'all, from Frequency. Frequency sent me a card. It says, "Happy birthday, Big Fatty. I've been listening for almost 2 years now and have called a couple of times. I'm the one that was pounding my husband's ass when I was coming. And when I was coming, I screamed, 'Yes!' using your voice. Anyway, sorry this is late, but I had no idea it was your birthday today. I knew it was Wes Stone's. I would have sent you something, but since I'm late, I've decided to send you a little piece of myself. It's not much, but it's from the heart. Happiest of birthdays. Love you, Big Fatty. Love Frequency." And y'all, it is a picture of his giant penis. Y'all, there's nothing little about this at all. And, you know, Frequency, pound away. Yes, Big Freddy, that is just a lovely picture. And y'all, it was just lovely. And y'all, just to offset a lovely picture like that, the old gal, y'all, she sent me a picture of this ape, this big old hairy ape. And it says, "At 55, seeing yourself from behind can be really scary. So turn around and have a lovely, wonderful day. We love you." And y'all, the picture of the ape, y'all, the ape has got a log. I don't know where the old gal found this picture. Y'all, I'm not sure what the keywords would have to be to find this picture on the intertubes. Y'all, I think it would have to be a log-fisting ape. But y'all, this ape has got a log. Y'all, it must be as big around as a bottle of Tanqueray. And y'all, the ape's butthole is just big. Fatty, please. His butthole is just open wide, and he's sitting down on this log. Y'all, I'm surprised it's not one of those animated things. But love you too, old gal. Anyway. And y'all, I also got a card, one of those Jib Jabs. One of those Jib Jab cards. I got it from the Red FF Pump. Speaking of sitting on a log. Bang! Honey, please. Please. Y'all, there's a Jib Jab card, but y'all hadn't had a chance. I have not had a chance to take a look at it, but I will do so. And Red FF Pup, thank you so much for that. And I'll give you a full report on that tomorrow. But y'all, I've got to get these gift ads open. Y'all, by the way, the new computer came in. And the new printer, and y'all, they're still in the box because, you know, old Veda, he is up there in the Chicago's, y'all. I don't know if you knew that or not, but he and Larry Clyde are up in the Chicago's this week, and they are up there, and y'all, so I'm going to need some help transferring the information from the old computer to the new one. Y'all, I'm opening the gift app that came from my straight boyfriend over in the up. And y'all, that is not. And y'all, evidently, some of the riots were in Nottingham But, y'all, we've gotten word that he is fine. He is just fine. And, y'all, he told me that this, the contents of this box might kill me. Oh, dear, I see. Anyway, y'all, it is from a place called The Drink Shop. And, y'all, God only knows what it's going to be. Let's just see. Look at the paperwork here. Y'all, it says, oh, dear, Gussie. It doesn't say anything. Okay. Y'all, and here it is. We're going to take the protective boxing off of it. Y'all, there were no import charges or anything like that on this, which really surprised both Nod and myself. But y'all, oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, it is, what is this? Y'all, it is quadruple distilled 180 U.S. proof Irish Knockeen Hills poteen. Y'all, I don't have any idea what the fuck it is. Y'all, let's read the back of it. Poteen has been brewed as Irish strong moonshine. Dear God in heaven. For several centuries, being a potato, malt, or grain-based spirit. Knockeen Hills Gold Extra Strength Irish Poteen is a quadruple distilled grain spirit with a strong, smooth, delicate flavor. And that does have a U in it, y'all. And should always be drunk with mixers. And the pleasant aftertaste will linger on. Butler's Irish book, published in 1660, claimed that it enlightened ye heart, cast off melancholy, and keeps back old age, and breaketh ye wind. Ah, Banquet, we need something to break your wind. So, well, Nod, you're going to have to tell me what I should mix it with. So, it's a scary looking bottle. That's all I gotta say. And if it is based on moonshine, from where do you call that place? Ireland, y'all. I'm in trouble. I'm just in trouble. So thank you, Nock, and please tell me what I need to mix it with, because I know y'all. I know that Nock is a connoisseur of the adult beverages. So anyway. The next package I've got here is, from my domestic straight boyfriend. And y'all, that is, Phil. You heard the voice letter from him yesterday. And y'all, this is, oh dear, Gussie in heaven. What in the, oh dear, Gussie. Y'all, oh, there's a card. All right, let's check and see what the card says. Y'all, this is a vulgar. It is a vulgar gift item from my domestic straight boyfriend, y'all. Ooh. Y'all, it's a cow and a pig and a goat. And y'all, the goat has got a match up to the pig's ass. And the goat is saying, ha, that was a real flamethrower. Okay, Bessie, now it's your turn to light one up. And then it says, what really happened in Mrs. O'Leary's ban? Poor Big Freddy on his in Mrs. O'Leary's barn on the night of the great Chicago fire. Hope your birthday's a real blowout. Your friend, Paul. Aw, y'all, that is just as sweet as I can be. And y'all, that is a vulgar card, and I love it. I love it. I just love it. And y'all, then in here, there is a, y'all, it is a ball Oh, dear, I see, y'all, that is the baby jar. Can you hear that? Huh, can you hear that? I'll have to take the baby jaws call when I get through. But y'all, it is a ball stretch cord. Y'all, I don't know what the hell that means, but it is a ball style stretch cord, which makes it easy to tie off power cords and water hoses. It keeps them from becoming an ugly mess. Ball on end makes it easy to secure and remove. Create a longer cord by simply looping two. Y'all, it is vulgar looking. And y'all, for some reason, this made Phil think of me. Y'all, it is just vulgar, and I love it. I just love it. I've got to find something to stretch my balls. Big honey, please. Oh dear, Gussie. Y'all, the next one I've got, y'all, this is the one that Yeah, Gussie, y'all, the baby child is relentless. He is just relentless, y'all. That's three calls in 2 minutes. I'm just going to have to turn that off because it is annoying me now. This is the one that came from the Colonial Medical Assisted place in New Hampshire. And y'all, I'm gonna have to use the scissors for this, I guess. I guess I'm gonna have to use the scissors for this, dear Gussie. Because, y'all, I can't get in it. There we go. Ah! Dear Gussie. And y'all, let's just see what this is. It doesn't say anything on here. Oh, what is this? Y'all, it is a flatulence deodorizer. And it's doctor recommended, y'all. It is the Flat D. And, y'all, who is this? Does it say who this is from? No, it's just from it's the flatulence deodorizer. All right, y'all, I don't know what it is. And, it's the flatulence deodorizer is the solution that will put the end to your fear and embarrassment. It's lightweight, it's reusable, has immediate application and results, it's inconspicuous, and it's dependable. Congratulations on your purchase of the flatulence deodorizer, you reusable pad. The flatulence deodorizer is worn, taped to the inside of your underpants or panties, and because of its slim profile, the wearer is comfortable and virtually unaware of its presence. The activated charcoal cloth-felt pad is washable and reusable. This activated charcoal cloth filter deodorizer is most effective. No, I'm sorry. This makes the flatulence deodorizer most effective, cost-efficient, comfortable and least intrusive means of deodorizing gassy discharges or growing odors. Y'all, this is just lovely. Y'all, it's just what the doctor ordered for Big Fatty. And y'all, I'll have to give it a try. Y'all, it comes with double-sided tape so you can stick it on the inside of your underpants. But y'all, I don't know who it's from. There's someone out there. Perhaps it's from Larry Klein. I don't know. But y'all, the last thing I want to do today is I want to open up the card from Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive. Y'all, I don't think I'm going to be able to get to the voice letters today, but we'll play them on Tamari's little show. Y'all, I did receive them on my birthday, and I have listened to them, so thank everybody who sent Big Fatty a voice letter. And y'all, since I'm not playing them until tomorrow, there's still time. Yes, Big Fatty! By the way, y'all, I spoke to the Hatterina, and y'all, she said that Big Fatty was born around 2 a.m. in the morning, and I said, well, do you remember it? And she goes, no, they knocked us out back then. I went, oh. Y'all, is a card, and y'all, it's a little butterfly, and rainbow, and clouds, and ice cream cones, and little birds. And it says, on your birthday, celebrate life, celebrate wonderful you. Hope you have a great day filled with gentlemen callers, Miss Kitty and Olive. Y'all, that is just the sweetest card. And y'all, I spoke to Miss Kitty today, and she was all discombobulated. Because her refrigerator, for some reason, her refrigerator is out in the garage. And y'all, I don't understand that. Y'all, I would be discombobulated if I heard that also. Because y'all, mainly because I don't have a garage. So I don't know what to say. Oh, what do you think about all that, Timmy Sims?
My lovey Big Fatty, my burpee.
Oh, I got your burpee right here. Yes.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good, gosh, and gay.
Me!
Thank you.
been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.